This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
It's time now to stay in the Pimp Cup where Lucius has LA Live.
It's a Toxic Tuesday right after the great Rick James. Suck your mother.
All right, she says.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. It'll make you dance with some of everything.
When's the last time you, I was just thinking this, when's the last time you talked to, what's her name? Your friend, she got like curly hair. You know what I'm talking about?
I have many friends with curly hair.
The thick one.
The thick one?
Yeah.
Think she got brown eyes? What?
You think she has brown eyes, but you know for sure she's thick?
Yeah, she's
you
thick.
You know for sure she's thick.
I know for sure she's thick. You know what I'm talking
about.
But you
about. Don't What's know her, eye color.
What's her name?
But you know about her ass.
Why are you getting loud? What are you talking about, ass?
You just described. You said, what's that friend's name? The thick one.
She I'm not talking about her ass. Eyes. I'm talking about her old body stick. She's bigger bone, like bigger bone. The thick one. Everything about her is thick.
Everything.
Look at you. Think I'm talking about ass. If I was talking about ass, I would have said Stephanie.
Yeah.
I know Stephanie.
Hey, this is LA Live for Tuesday, August 26th, 2025. It is a Toxic Tuesday here in LA Live. Welcome in, first time, last time, and long time listeners of the station. My name is LA. This is LA Live again. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Before we get into it, did y'all see that someone is selling the white boots that Lil Nas X had on during his strut down Ventura Boulevard? Oh,
that's awesome. Collector's item.
They're selling the white boots.
That's it was a rollout for the boots.
That's evidence.
Hell yeah.
Size 13. They're selling them at $10,000 right now. It's listed on eBay.
Mm.
Lil Nas X was in custody at this time that these boots went up for sale. So who is selling the boots?
The police.
LAPD, you're looking kind of funny in the light, bro. You're looking kind of funny in the light.
They didn't give him his boots back?
No, I guess not, man. I wonder if he got to keep his underwear, too. I heard he stripped down naked, so.
Well, if he would have been in Texas, that boot would have been up his ass.
Well, put a boot in
he
your
might
ass. Alright, I just wanted to know who's selling those boots. LA Live 105.3 The Fan Toxic Tuesday. Since President Trump has had the National Guard deployed in D.C., some crimes have gone down, people. Some crimes have gone down. I must note that violent crime was already on a downward trend in D.C. prior to deployment, lowest level in 30 years, in fact. So, got to be objective right here before I get into all these facts. Got to be objective. Washington, D.C. has experienced 12 consecutive days without a homicide since the National Guard was in there.
That'd be a record, huh?
Actually, the record was in March. It went 16 days.
Oh, wow.
Without a murder. But I think the 12 streak is over with because somebody lost their life last night.
Oh, no.
Somebody lost their life.
Who got them?
Yeah, somebody got them. I don't know, man. There's been over 1,000 arrests have been made since the federal crime crackdown began in D.C. With 86 arrests and 10 illegal guns seized. Okay. Over 1,000 arrests have been made since the federal crime crackdown began with 86. Come on, man. The media's trash.
Lazy.
Media's trash right there. It's kind of weird. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, 86 arrests, apparently. 10 illegal guns seized. Carjackings have decreased 83% in those days. 46% decrease in robberies. That's pretty good, man. 21 on car thefts and 22 decrease in overall violent crime.
Didn't the president say he's going to send them now to Chicago? And the guy from Illinois?
President Trump said Chicago is next.
Yeah.
A lot of people in D.C. saying get out of here, but this guy right here is a fan of it.
Yeah, FBI, DEA, ICE, it's all that outside in Washington, D.C. I don't even got to look over my shoulder no more. I'm walking around with this shit. I ain't hiding none of this. I'm walking blocks with this motherfucker. Listen, jump out on me if you want. I'm going to scream. They're going to be here in 33 seconds. As soon as you tell them about, get that shit up. Ah! They're going to help this shit out me. Good God almighty, boy. I got some motherfucking help. Some backup. Look, they right here. Look. I could just scream. They're going to help me.
I guess there are some benefits to living in a police state.
It might be coming here soon, pretty soon. Yeah. Trump said Chicago is next. Chicago, by the way, is number 22 on the FBI's list when it comes to the murder rate. Number 22.
22.
Number 22 right there. Think about that. Mobile, Alabama, still number one. Little Rock, Arkansas. Will they send the troops to Little Rock? Are the troops coming to Deep Ellum? Well, we see tanks and troops in Deep Ellum.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
And how would you feel about that if you walked out there? Would you feel safe? Or would you be like, oh my God, we're in a police station?
Man, I would feel slightly intimidated. I would feel like, man, this isn't cool. I don't want to live in a country that requires this much of a military police presence. I guess that's how I would feel.
Word to hurt.
Intimidating for sure.
Yeah,
you need a tank out there. Yeah. It's like tank. Not something you see every day.
Kalamazoo, number 8. And he's talking about putting guns on these troops, too, by the way. Putting guns on these troops. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kalamazoo, number 8. I wonder if they're going to go to Kalamazoo. Springfield, Missouri.
I'd say you should start at the top. You know,
Mobile,
work your way down.
Just go with the numbers. Where homicides per capita. We're coming to your town,
man.
Village.
I've been to Mobile a bunch. I've been to Mardi Gras there a bunch. I always felt pretty safe in Mobile. I don't know why. I just did. Maybe everybody was just as hammered as I was.
Just happy and in a good mood.
Yeah, everybody was in a great mood. Yeah, strange.
Yeah, what else? Anchorage, Alaska, number 18.
I believe that.
You think they'll go through on Anchorage?
I believe that.
There's a lot of missing people there.
Just think we're going to see them go through on Anchorage. Look at this
guy. It'd be like the movie Red Dawn.
Yeah.
Hiding out in the bushes and stuff, you know, the trees.
Just waiting to see, man. Just waiting to see. I wonder why he's picking certain cities.
Oh, yeah.
He's not jumping all over these other cities.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
Which cities has he chosen so far?
These cities that have a D.
Yeah.
D next to the guy's name.
D.C. He wants Baltimore. He's coming for Chicago.
You're a Democratic leader.
But so far, it's just been D.C.
So far, it's been D.C. So far, it's been D.C.
Clean up my home.
But, you know, we shall see, says the blind man. Hey! LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Toxic Tuesday. Uncle Snoop Dogg. Hold on, before I get into Snoop Dogg, let me do this.
My uncle.
Shizzle Dizzle.
Ha ha.
It's the Big Nap Tizzle with the Snoopy Deal Double Jizzle.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg.
That's weed. That's weed. See, Walk Teddy.
Snoop Dogg.
They all have buzzed out.
Yeah. See, Walk Teddy.
Hey.
Snoop Dogg.
Round one.
Uncle Snoop Dogg took his grandkids to see the new Toy Story movie.
Yeah, he did.
You guys, anybody see that yet?
Not the new one, but I heard about this.
A spinoff Toy Story called Lightyear. I guess it's about Buzz Lightyear.
I mean, there was a Lightyear came out a couple years ago.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Spinoff of Toy Story called Lightyear. That's what the story says. That's what the story says. Snoop was on the It's Giving podcast. Okay. It's Giving. By the way, that's what my sister loves to say. Like when you think you fly or you said something cool, she's like, it's not giving what you think is giving, dear. It's not giving what you think is giving. By the way, shout out to her. She put doctor in front of her name again for some reason. I seen her today. Posted it on
she's
Facebook.
She's got double doctorate degrees?
Yeah. Wow. Ooh, I don't know what happened. I got to go find
smart,
out.
Smart.
Yep, Snoop was on the It's Giving podcast talking about his movie experience. Check this out.
I took my grandson to see, what was the movie with Buzz Lightyear?
Toy Story?
Not that one, but
the new Buzz. The Lightyear. I think it was called Lightyear.
Yeah, with Keke Palmer is in that movie.
Okay, okay.
She plays like the daughter.
Yeah.
So we watching it, and the lady, which is Keke's mama, they move on into the space years. They move down the line. They're like, man, she had a baby with a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my grandson in the middle of the movie like, Papa Snoop, how she have a baby with a woman? She a woman. Oh, I didn't come in for this. I just came and watched the goddamn movie. Hey, man, watch the movie. They just said she and she had a baby. They both women. How did she have a baby?
Oh, no.
Shh. Movie ain't over with. So it's like, it's me. I'm scared to go to the movies now. Like, y'all throwing me in the middle of that I don't have an answer for.
Snoop. Hollywood will have you answering some crazy questions these days.
So it was two older ladies with a child?
Yes.
What if that was your grandchild and they asked you that question, what would you say?
I'd up and walked out of the movie first. And then I would say, that's a load of crap and it's impossible to happen. And I'm sorry that they're making up fantasy crap. We didn't go to a sci-fi movie today, did we? No. Sorry about that. Let's go get some ice cream.
So you don't think two women can have a child?
Say it's adopted.
It's breaking news.
Yeah. They adopted me. That's the easy answer.
Oh.
Yeah, the adopted part. Yeah. So, right?
I don't know. Y'all standing on it? It sounds like y'all playing with that. Pause.
No.
I'm not playing with anything.
You went 10 toes down.
Thank you.
And I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'd go with
I appreciate you going 10 toes down.
I would, that's an opinion. I would say the adoption. Yeah. I would say the adoption part.
Okay. Well,
I think avoiding has probably been my overall strategy until they're older, you know, 10
to tell
or 11.
Them that.
To tell
anything?
Them, yeah. Well, I mean, just to broach the bedroom conversation in any way.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't know.
I'm trying to hold that off.
You would explain bedroom stuff to them?
Well, no, I'm trying to hold off until like sixth, seventh grade, until there's like an age where you kind of are curious or understanding romance a little bit more.
Right.
Like the little tiny ones, they're just curious and, you know, I don't think they can fully grasp what we're going to explain to them.
I think now I would just say, hey, let's give old Eric a call and see what he says.
Let's get
Eric on FaceTime.
Yeah.
Hey, Broadus, what are you doing? Oh, Bennett, good to see you. Oh, that's a bunch of BS.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Eric. I want to get ice cream now.
Anytime, Broadus.
I definitely would have said. I definitely would have said that. Well, maybe it adopted. Maybe the stork dropped it off, kid.
Oh,
I don't know.
The stork.
Yeah.
The stork.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be afraid to explain what is going on. Yeah. Not in the sense of a bedroom, but these two grandmas live together? Yeah. Yeah, I guess they like each other, fam. And the stork dropped them off a baby. Yeah. Next scene. Because I think it's kind of lazy to tell, like, to be, I don't want to explain things to my kid. You shouldn't have had a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kids are going to ask questions about all types of things. Is the sky blue? Mm-hmm. Why is the water this color? Like, you got to be ready to answer questions when it comes to kids.
My
mom used to do this one thing with me. She used to go, because I say so. And boy, that would leave me in the dark because I thought I had it all figured out. And she would say no or yes or whatever the case may be. And I ask why. And she'd say, because I said so.
Yeah, but
leaving me in the dark to not understand why. And that's a learning moment for me right there.
I get Snoop's frustration.
You're hurting him. Get off him. Yeah. From yesterday.
Yeah. He's had enough.
He's had enough.
Dad's like, why? Because I said so.
Yeah.
But like you have, it's all about the expectation. When I go into Buzz, I'm not expecting to have any type of bedroom, birds and the bees, anything conversation after watching that movie.
Right.
Right.
I wouldn't have the birds and the bees, but I feel you. Maybe you feel the instinct to say, well, I got to go all the way with this conversation because the kid is answering the question.
Yeah. No, yeah. Case by case.
When the movie came out.
Age. It was.
Yeah, it was. I mean, there was a big like LGBTQ conversation about it. And is Disney trying to force this on the younger audience? And I can definitely understand that perspective. Like, you're not necessarily trying to open that up to a 4-year, 5-year-old kid that's going to their first movie.
Yeah. Now, what if the neighbors moved over next door and they got a kid and they're two lesbians?
Yeah, then absolutely you have to talk about it now.
Okay.
That's just assuming, you know, again, the age when they start asking questions about it.
Yeah.
Then you got to sit down and have the conversation. And however you approach that conversation, I guess, is up to you and the way that you view things. But yeah, you can't avoid the reality of the neighbors next to you. Like, you know,
you would say that's why we're putting a for sale sign up.
I'm getting up and leaving. No, the thing there is, I mean, you would have to show love to
why
those people.
Moving,
you don't
Dad?
Treat them any differently, you know, but you also have to explain, like, from my perspective, hey, that ain't the way that we go about things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, it's kind of crazy for me to hear Snoop say these things because I've watched pornos that Snoop produced. I've watched Snoop have women on leashes walking him into the theater at an award show. So
not the best messenger.
Not the best messenger. Shout out to C. Dolores Tucker real quick.
And that includes all this gangster rap and misogynist lyrics. Music that glorifies and promotes violence with guns, knives, or drugs, and denigrates and defames women. And with the release of Snoop Doggy Snoop Dogg's Dogg. Debut album, Doggy Style.
Yeah.
Fire.
Yeah.
That includes
great
artwork that is nothing but pornographic smut.
Yes.
Available
it is
to any child to go in and buy with the album and with a record.
I seen that album maybe was it fifth grade for me? Yeah. And he had those dogs, you know, talking about the doggy style dogs in there.
Yeah.
And they were in that doghouse, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, that we passed that around the class here. Check the album cover, bro. Check this out.
Yeah.
Snoop is wild, bro. We love Gin and Jill's dog. Gin and Jill.
Everybody with artistic talent was immediately drawing their own versions of it.
Yeah. Oh, it was fire. It was fire. Alright, damn, I ain't got enough time to get to this last one. I guess I'll put it in a tuck and play it on Friday if we're here. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. My name is Lucius Alexander. That's my time. I'm out. Peace.
There he goes. LA Live with Lucius every night about 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Thank you, sir. That was a lot of fun. We got a proper round tripper coming up next. Well, Chuck, where are you taking us?
All right, let's go through some of the Rangers 2026 schedule release and where's their farm system right now? That's next in the nation.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.